أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how He has left behind this book, the Quran, as inheritance, as a legacy for those whom He has chosen from amongst His servants and His slaves. Allah then categorized these people who have the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have received this book. Allah categorized them into three categories. One is, Allah says, ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِ, the one who He oppresses himself. The other one is مُقْتَسِ, the one who is mediocre or average. He just does what is obligatory and compulsory, and he stays away from what is haram, and that is it. And the third category, Allah says, سَابِقٌ لِلْخَيْرَاتِ, the one who excels and goes ahead. And over and above the obligatory and the compulsory acts and deeds, he tries to do all types of good. Allah said about them that Allah will admit them into paradise. Allah spoke of the garments that they will wear that will be made of silk. Allah spoke of the adornments and the jewelry that they will be given, made of gold and pearl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah, ayah number 34 of Surah Al-Fatir, He says, وَقَالُوا, these people, when they enter paradise, when they enter Jannah, the first thing that they will say, Alhamdulillah, is they will praise Allah, and they will say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. All praise belongs to Allah, who has removed from us all types of sorrow. In this dunya, some have referred to this dunya as Darul Huzn. This dunya is a place of anxiety, sorrow, grief, worry, stress, pain, hurt. Everyone will experience it. A Nabi also will experience it. A person who is a Nabi of Allah, he also went through that huzn, that grief, sorrow, anxiety, worry, stress. And even a sinner will experience it. The wealthy and the affluent will experience it. The poor and the needy will experience it. The pious will experience it. The impious will experience it. Every single person living on planet Earth must, one thing that's common among every human being, is the experience of huzn or hazan, grief, worry, sorrow, anxiety. So the first thing that they will say, imagine a world without any of that, without worry, without stress. What am I going to earn today? What do I need to do today? What do I need to accomplish today? We wake up in the morning with already so many anxieties, worries and concerns for that one day. And then there is the sorrow that we experience every now and again. There's loss of life, there's loss of wealth, there's loss of investment, whatever it may be. But throughout our life, there is concern, worry, and anxiety. So we do not know a life without any of this. Children, from a young age, the moment they are admitted into school, already there's concern, there's worry, there's anxiety. The homework, this waking up in the morning, all of it. That is also one form of it. So from a young age, we do not know a life without this. So the Jannah, subhanAllah, imagine Jannah, there be none of it. We can't even imagine that because we haven't experienced it. So the first thing the people of paradise will say when they enter Jannah, may Allah make us from them, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, all praise belongs to Allah. الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحَزَنِ, the one who has removed from us and taken away from us الْحَزَنِ, all type of sorrow, grief, worry, anxiety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us an important dua that we should recite often. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم. O Allah, I seek protection in you from all type of worry. Alhamdulillah. Wa a'udhu bika min al-huzn. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from all type of sorrow and grief. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hamm wal-huzn. Wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayn wa qahri al-rijal. Oh Allah, I seek protection in you from being overpowered by all forms of debt. And I seek protection from you by being overpowered by another human being. So this is a beautiful dua that we should try and recite. Another important thing to note is the first thing that they will utter is Alhamdulillah. Now the first thing that the human being uttered in paradise was Alhamdulillah. We heard that Adam alayhi salam, when he was created and the ruh was placed into him, the first thing he did was he sneezed. And when he sneezed, Allah inspired him to say Alhamdulillah. So the first words that were uttered in Jannah by the human being were Alhamdulillah. And here, the first thing we will do when we step into paradise is say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah should be part of our lives. Throughout our lives, at every stage, we should be saying Alhamdulillah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would experience some bounty, he would say Alhamdulillah. And when he would experience some difficulty, he would still say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So Alhamdulillah is something that should be part of our lives and something we should utter all the time. In this world, we see that it is also an utterance that we will inshaAllah utter in Akhirah. Inna Rabbana. What else would the people of Jannah say when they enter paradise? They will say, Inna Rabbana. Certainly our Rabb, Laghafoor, is most forgiving. Shakur is most appreciative. Second time we are doing this quality of Allah on this one page. Shakur, Allah is very, very appreciative. Whatever little good you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. May Allah grant you peace.